Hallelujah. Would you turn to 1 John chapter 2 and verse 15 through 17? Would you read it with me? Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. You know, so many times that people forsake that true understanding of, it says, he who does the will of God abides forever. Now we see here that it talks about the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life. Let me share something with you, very important. Pride. And we have a wonderful teaching called pride. And we've always expressed it as P representing personal, that's P-R-I-D-E, personal reverence, into a deadly end, because it's a representation of reverencing yourself. Well, tonight's teaching is called Pride 2. Hallelujah. And we know that pride is of the world. Amen. And let me share something with you that is the most deceptive spirit there is. Pride. It's actually the originator of all sin. Pride is the mother of all sin. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is of the world. And who is the ruler of the world? Satan. Go to, while we're in 1 John, go to chapter 5. In verse 18. The word tells us that if the love of the world is in us, the love of the Father isn't. See, the love of the world can be in you in the morning, and the love of the Father can be in you in the afternoon. Amen. 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 Yeah. And one of the tactics of Satan is always to try to impart the love of the world in us. Amen. He thrives in every area of our life to separate us from the love of God. That's his, I mean, he's after it. He wants you and myself to have the love of the world in us, in every area, no matter what it is. So we know that you and I can make choices, and we have a teaching called the power of choice. So every circumstance in your life, whatever decision it may be, whatever you're about to do, you're either going to do the will of God or the will of man. Amen? Amen? And there's only one choice that gives the perfect will of God, doesn't it? Just one. And it's our purpose to discern which one choice that is. And Satan's purpose is to disconnect us from the will of God and making that perfect choice. He's always trying to dismantle me and you. By dismantling us is because we have a mantle that God has given us. That is the anointing of God Almighty. By His Holy Spirit, He's trying to dismantle me and you in every area so that we lose the presence of God, so that we lose the will of God, and we lose the desires of God's will to please Him. Now, in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 18, it says, we know that whoever is born of God does not sin. Now, we know sin means presence of evil. You associate with the presence of evil. But he who has been born of God keeps himself in what? The wicked one does not touch him. So it's our responsibility to keep ourselves not protect ourselves. When you protect yourself, you are associating with the spirit of pride. When you keep yourself, you're associating with the Holy Spirit. Now you may think, well, that's kind of strange. Isn't that what you're supposed to do, protect yourself? No, because people protect themselves. People put up walls, don't they? And the number one wall is pride. It's our responsibility to keep ourselves clean, not to protect ourselves. Amen? Because the Bible says depart from evil, isn't it? The fear of the Lord is to depart from evil. Hallelujah. In verse 19, and it says, we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one, who is what? Satan. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know Him who is true, and we are in Him who is true, and in His Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Or keep yourself from pride. The only reason why people pick up idols is because there's pride involved. Pride is involved in everything. Pride is the mother of all sin. No matter what it is. Is everybody with me? The world is under Satan. His tactics is a snare man and prevent him from knowing and doing the will of God. He does not want man to get understanding, does he? Do you think that he wants us to understand his tactics? You remember, his greatest weapon is what? Deception. So he doesn't want to be known. Jesus' purpose was to come into the world and expose the powers of darkness so that you and I would no longer touch those unclean things, work those unclean works, and associate with the powers of darkness. But that will we become associated with the power of light and truth. Go to Genesis chapter 3. Oh, hallelujah. He does not want us to get understanding. He doesn't want us to get wisdom, does he? The powers of darkness do not want you to understand the ways of God. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 1, would you read it with me? Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. Now you got to understand that he is the most cunning beast God made. And when we go back, as we continue on, we'll see how he was created. But the serpent was known as Lucifer. He wasn't a serpent when he was created. He was an archangel with wisdom and beauty. Amen. And says, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of the tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said to the woman, you shall not surely die. No, he lied, didn't he? You know what the root of lying is? Pride. Because somebody wants to get what they want. That's pride. For God knows in that day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like the sons of God, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, which means lust of the what? Flesh. That it was pleasant to the what? Eyes. Lust of the eye. And the tree was desirable to make one wise. Pride. She took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Now, if you notice that where we just read in 1 John chapter 5, it said, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and pride of life. It seems that the pride of life is the foundation. Because it is. Now we just see here there was lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the make one wise, the pride of life. The same tactics that Satan used in the garden, he's still using now. In fact, those are the only arenas he can attack you in. But the main root of everything is pride. Pride is the root of every sin, no matter what. Let me just give you an example. Here, he was talking to the woman, and now she's thinking, okay, well, this will make me wise. Hey. That's a direction of self-promotion. Amen?
Amen.
Self-promotion is known as pride. These are the fruits of an evil presence. Pride is the main spiritual root and the mother of all sin, which births evil desires. Everybody got it? Which births evil desires. And they do manifest. Manifest through the flesh. Sometimes through the mouth. They manifest. Let me say this again. Pride is the main spiritual root and the mother of all sin, which births evil desires. Amen? Praise God. Go to Proverbs 8. Is everybody okay?
Yes.
Y'all real quiet, man. Proverbs chapter 8. Hallelujah. When the darts start flying, just repent and duck. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 8. Now we know that the wisdom that the devil wanted to give Eve was his wisdom. That's why it was known as the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Instead of the wisdom and knowledge of life. Does anybody understand that? See, they were already partaking of eternal wisdom and knowledge. They gave it up for temporary. Because the devil convinced her that what he had was better. Do you know why? First of all, she was associating with pride. The whole time. She was talking right to that spirit. She associated with the spirit of pride the whole time in the garden. The lust of the flesh and the lust of eye were just additional attributes. But behind it, see, those things were the covering. Amen? Of what was really the root, which was pride. Is everybody with me?
Amen.
Proverbs 8 and verse 12. Would you read it with me? I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge and discretion. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Say it again. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogance and the evil way and the perverse mouth I hate. You and I are supposed to hate all of these things. That means when you hate them, you reverence God. It says, I, wisdom. That means wisdom of God was speaking here. Does everybody understand that? It was the spirit of wisdom from God that was speaking. It says, counsel is mind and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. By me, kings reigns and rulers decree justice. By me, princes rule and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me. And those who seek me diligently will find me. Riches and honor are with me, enduring riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yes, than fine gold. And my revenue than choice silver. I walk about the way of righteousness, in the midst of the paths of justice, that I may cause those who love me to inherit wealth, that I may fill their treasures. Does everybody understand that? Amen? Has everybody got it? So we see here that wisdom is speaking. Right? The spirit of wisdom is speaking. And he's bringing us the wisdom from above and not from beneath. That's a total different wisdom. He's talking about riches, and it's riches of God. Amen? It's riches of God. Because the wisdom from beneath is demonic. And it brings bondage, deception. It brings pride. Think about what the world is right now. I mean, you look about how people, some real intellect individuals that are so prideful because they know all knowledge. In fact, the Bible says that knowledge is going to increase, isn't it? Well, why is it going to increase in the end time? Remember, the Lord told Daniel, knowledge will increase and men will go to and fro. Why? Because pride will be at its max. We're a prideful country, aren't we? And look what's going on. What we're seeing, what's happening in Iraq, and this perversion is nothing but the fruit of our youth, because this prideful country is trying to remove out the true wisdom from the throne room of God and the true humbleness from the throne room of God. And what we're seeing there is the fruit of this country and the youth of our country and the majority of the youth. Hallelujah. Proverbs 16. Glory to God. Proverbs 16, verse 18. Would you read it with me? Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Anyone who ever falls or backslides, the root of it is pride. And the only reason why that's the root is because they just don't want to do what God wants them to do. They rebel against it. Amen? Pride is the number one arena. That's how the devil accesses every believer, is through pride. That's the number one thing. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. Better to be of a humble spirit with the lowly than to divide the spoil with the proud. Go to verse 25. There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. Let me share something with you. Pride blinds. Pride goes before destruction. Let me share this. It's important. Pride is a weakness not covered by grace. Pride is a weakness not covered by grace. The only way you can overcome it is with lowliness and humility or humbleness, and its end is death. Pride blinds and dismantles God's grace in your life. Pride. We fight it every day. It's constant. We got to keep spitting out the hook every time pride starts putting it in. And let me tell you, it's the simplest little things. It's the most deceptive, hiding spirit. It's the most subtle spirit. I mean, if you think about it, it originated right in the throne room of God. Amen. Yeah. Oh. Go to Matthew 11. Bless you, Father. A weakness not covered by the grace of God. Pride. That's why the Bible says there are those who have a form of godliness, but they deny the power. Pride. Anything that has to do with denial is pride. Anything that has to do with rebellion or grumbling or whatever, anything that has to do with you as self is pride. In Matthew 11 and verse 28, would you read it with me? Jesus gave the answer. He said, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He said, "Take my yoke upon you and what? Learn from me." In other words, let me be your example. Let me show you how to overcome pride. For I am what? Gentle, or what its representation is, meek. And lowly in heart. It meant he was humble. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. So he showed us right then to be meek and lowly. We have to learn this from Jesus to overcome pride. Jesus was totally submitted to death. Totally submitted to death. That's why the Bible says, pick up your what? Deny yourself daily and pick up your cross and follow. Because you see, you cannot pick up your cross with pride. You can try to follow all you want, but unless you deny yourself, you cannot follow. You may want to follow, you may have thoughts of following, but you can't. Because you're still in the way, and that's pride. Is everybody with me?
Amen.
Hallelujah. What is pride? It's a spirit. Its fruits manifest in the individual's personal glory. Has high self-esteem, worthiness, high opinion in their abilities to get a job done. Displays a character of vanity and self-promotion. Exhibits extensions of justification and false humiliation. Relies more on knowledge than relationship. Is a gossiper, unrepentant, arrogant, and carries false humility. And the center of all pride is strife. Pride is the breeder and birther of all stubbornness, rebellion, disobedience, exaggeration, self-willed, competition, jealousy, hypocrisy, flattering, manipulation, criticism, denial, presumption, which means assuming. People who assume a lot are full of pride. They feel superior in superiority. They are involved in excessiveness. They are scornful. They are self-righteous. Self-righteous attitude. They are ungrateful. Unsubmissive, they're liars, argumentative, judgmental, lofty, boastful, unforgiving, lazy is involved in pride. They covetousness, they have perverseness, and many associated with it. There's the pride of beauty, there's the pride of the heart, there's the pride of strength, there's the pride of ability, there's the pride of an individual's position, there's the pride of knowledge and the pride of wisdom, success. And there's a pride of accomplishments, riches, family, material, glory, pride of the heart, and many others. This is just a small example that I just gave you of what pride is associated with. When you find yourself protecting yourself, manipulating to try and get something, that's associating with that demon of pride. He is a strong man and he's a killer. And he is the originator of all sin. Pride. When you find yourself talking about someone else and feeling good, you're associating with pride.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, wow. Sense of false humility. Go to Romans 12, please. I know you don't want to repeat those all again. Get the tape. Romans 12. If you felt a little niche. Now listen, it doesn't mean that you do all of these. It means you do any one of them at any time. It's pride. Romans 12. Oh, hallelujah. And verse 2 and 3. Is everybody there? 12, verse 2 and 3. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. You know, some people have such a desire of accomplishment. Amen? They feel good. It's called pride. All glory must go to Him. We can't accomplish anything. In fact, Jesus said, you can do nothing of your own. Only He can do it. You and I are standing right now. Do you know why we're in this room? Because He's upholding us. We live and have our being in Him. You know, so easily we forget. And the devil brings us to us. That's exactly what he did to Eve, didn't he? He convinced her to look at her. And got her eyes off of the Lord. What happened? Self-promotion. Self-exaltation. Me. That's pride. Let's go verse 3 again. For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith. Don't consider yourself higher than anyone else. So you did your 9 months, whippy. So you got a diploma, whippy. Hallelujah. Whippy. The devil's looking. Let me tell you, he knows. You don't even have to say it. He can see whippy in you. Yeah. And you know what he's going to do? He's going to whip you. Don't think of yourself more highly than you ought to be. Be yourself in Christ. Amen? 2 Timothy chapter 2. Second Timothy chapter 2. You know, we all fall into it. Amen. Every day. Amen. But you've got to discern it so you can break it off before it takes you out. Yes. Amen? Yes. We all fall into it. Yes. And let me tell you, the closer you are to the Lord, the more you get whipped. You know, God expects. The closer you are to the Lord, He expects. The more you know, much is accountable to you. Much. You just can't get away. You can't get away with some other Christians can get away with. Amen. Amen. Man, how come they get away with all that? I ain't looking at them, the Lord says. I'm looking at you. Get those eyes off all the people. I'm looking at you. It's about me and you, He says. It's not about me and them, it's about me and you. That's why it's called personal relationship. Now get rid of that stuff. Amen? Let's clean this house up. Glory to God. Hey, there are things that, you know, there are things that God allows you to get away with that He doesn't let somebody else get away with. You know why? He doesn't see pride in it. There are things he's not going to allow. Anything that's got anything to do with pride in it, he's going to snare you. He's going to catch you. He's going to expose it. And he's going to convict you. Hello? What did I say to go? 2 Timothy? I'm trying to get there. Praise be to God. You know, the other day, the guys were working on a job, and I called a sub place to get them subs. Because I was concerned. I wanted to make sure everybody ate. And I called about 2 hours ahead of time to the sub place, and I pulled up in this busy place, pulled up in the place that says Fire Lane, you know. I figured I'd run in and out. And I went in there, and there was a line, like, long, and I walked behind the line, and I said, okay, I called 2 hours ago. Are they ready? No. And they were working them. I said, man, you hurry up. And I kept getting this unction, you better get out there. I went, well, just be a minute. You got to get out there. You're going to get a ticket. I'll be a minute. Take care of it for me. Cost 30 extra bucks for those subs. I got rebuked by an officer, and I knew it was my dad rebuking me. I repented for a couple hours, still repenting off and on about it. Yeah. Like, you know better. Why didn't you listen to me? Got caught up, didn't you? Yeah. Got caught up. I hate getting caught up. I hate it! I hate it. 2 Timothy chapter 2. Hallelujah. Verse 23. You with me? Read it with me, would you? But avoid foolish and arrogant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. And a servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient in humility, not in yo. You need to do this and this and this. Let me expose all your garbage while I keep my own mind in my pocket. In humility, correcting those who are in opposition of the will of God and associate with the pride of life. If God perhaps will grant them repentance, sometimes we have to be exposed because we're not willing to receive what God is saying. So that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. Whew. You know, sometimes you just want to slap the soul out of somebody. Man, don't you see it? You know, pride blinds so dramatically. Man, don't you see it? You know? Pride. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Proverbs 28. Proverbs 28. How many times has God asked you to do something and you say yes and you wouldn't fulfill it? That's pride. How many times you get an argument trying to justify how much you know? That's pride. When somebody tells you to do something, or you're doing things in assumption, that's pride. Do you ever talk to someone and how they ask in certain ways? You sense that there's something not right. Because there isn't an asking. It's almost like a commanding. Or a telling. That's pride. That's not humble at all, is it? You know, God begins to deal with us, especially in our jobs and so forth. And He's preparing us and that's where let me tell you, on your job is where you get trained a lot. Even if you're a position in authority, you better treat those men that are under you right in humbleness. Not in pride. There's a difference between telling and asking. A commander that always tells is a dictator. Jesus didn't tell, he led. Does everybody understand that? And the dictator never has a true response from his people. In fact, eventually they'll come against him. They'll rebel against him because he's carrying the strong spirit of rebellion. Pride. They can't help but rebel against him. That's why the Bible says, depart from evil. Oh, hallelujah. Proverbs 28. I'm getting there. Proverbs 28 and verse 25, would you read it with me? 28:25. He who is of a proud heart stirs up strife, but he who trusts in the Lord will be prospered. Praise God. He who trusts in his own heart is a fool. But whoever walks wisely will be what? Hallelujah. A proud heart stirs up strife. And also that person becomes accursed. He becomes the accursed item. Proverbs 16. No, let's go to Romans 16, not Proverbs. Sorry. Romans 16. Oh, to God be the glory. Romans 16. God is not coming back for a prideful church. And the church is very prideful right now. In fact, there's so much competition and greediness in the body of Christ, it's sickening. My church is better than your church. We do more programs than you do. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? That's a spirit of competition and jealousy. And behind all of it is pride. We always promote Christ. Jesus is the one that does everything in this house. It's not by might, no, by power, but by His Spirit. You and I can't do nothing. Pastors in this ministry, the staff and the helpers, we're nothing. It's Christ, the Anointed One and His anointing that does it all. He's the one that does it all. It says, cursed is the man who trusts in man and blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Amen. Romans 16 and verse 17. Now I urge you, brethren, note those who cause divisions, that's strife, and offenses, someone you can't say anything to, contrary to the doctrine which you learned, and avoid them. It's like, man, you just got to walk away from it. Let me tell you something, you cannot counsel a demon. A demon will always be involved in justification. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. Good. What's the Bible say? Then they take the word and twist it for their advantage. Yet they can't obey it themselves because they have a spirit of pride. Strong demon. And you know what happens? Let me share something with you. That prevents the flow of God. It prevents people from getting healed, delivered, prevents people from getting saved. Why? It dismantles someone. It causes a person who has been saved and filled with the Spirit of God to be dismantled and backslide. God warns, warns, and warns. And warns. You know, it blows my mind, and it's just the association of the spirit of pride, of all the teachings that God gives us in this room. But people still do their own thing. How much warning do we need to get? All the tapes that we get out of these classes and all the stuff that we get. I'm not sharing about someone making a mistake. I'm not sharing about biting the bait and getting it out. I'm talking about outright deliberate pride and rebellion against what God is telling us. Blows my mind. Hallelujah. In verse 18. For those who are such do not serve our Lord Jesus Christ, but their what? Own belly. And by smooth words and flattering speech deceive the hearts of the simple. Oh, yes. I told everybody about Jesus, but I'm not willing to fulfill what he's asking me to do. Well, I'd like to, but I still don't want to give up certain things. That's pride. You're not surrendered. You're not submissive. And it's just a matter of time because pride comes before the fall. Always. They actually justify how much they can serve God to fulfill their own desire that they can get away with things behind closed doors. And they can't. Everyone falls. For your obedience has become known to all. Therefore, I am glad on your behalf. But I want you to be wise in what is good and simple concerning evil. Simple concerning evil. Amen? So we know that pride causes what? Divisions and strife. They like to take things in their own matter, in their own hands. You can't. How many times have we tried to fix things and blew it? Especially our own self. Yeah, I'll get it right. I'll get it right. I'm all right. You know, I just a little bit longer and I'll be okay. Hallelujah. Go to Proverbs 14. Proverbs chapter 14, please. That's why people are bitter. You know why they're bitter? Pride. Because they're angry at what someone's done to them.
Yeah.
They can't forgive. You know that fear is associated with pride? Fear is a protector also. Fear is a justification of the presence of pride. Fear. Proverbs 14, verses 2 and 3. Read it with me. He who walks in his uprightness fears the Lord, but he who is perverse in his ways despises him. In the mouth of a fool is a rod of pride, but the lips of the wise will preserve them. Remember I shared with you on how somebody asks for something or how somebody responds to something? You can tell whether pride is, that's one of its fruits. What comes right out of their mouth?
Praise God.
Right out of their mouth. Yeah, well, you should see, yeah, what this, whatever. That's pride. And its presence will bring sickness, will bring heaviness, will bring fear, will bring doubt and unbelief. It will even manifest lust of the flesh and lust of the eye because it's trying to fulfill something. Pride drains you. Drains you. The tone of the voice, you can really tell quickly. When you talk with someone, you can tell exactly how that tone is. Go to Galatians 6. Oh, hallelujah. Galatians chapter 6. Praise be to God. Is everybody there? Let's start at verse 1 through 5. Read it with me. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, You are spiritual. Restore such one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Hello. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Why? Because anyone can fall into that temptation. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load. Not a busybody, but a rescuer in love. Amen? Not a busybody. Go to Philippians 4. Some people are just looking for gossip. It's pride. The reason why they're looking for gossip is because they're trying to demote someone to exalt self.
Amen.
Now there's a difference of exposing evil, isn't there? Amen. We're to expose evil, but not gossip. Philippians chapter 4. In verse 4, would everybody read it with me, please? Hallelujah. Philippians 4, 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. You know why most people are miserable? Because they didn't get what they wanted. That's pride. Then they blame everybody else. Can't take own responsibility. That's pride. But. That's pride. That ain't no Harley. That's pride. Verse 5. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Do you know that anxiousness is pride? Who pushes you? The devil. That's pride. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by what? Prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So anxiety is pride, isn't it? The root of anxiety is pride. The push of pride. It says, be with thanksgiving. So many people, ungratefulness or unthankfulness is pride. That backyard mentality. I guess it's that boneyard mentality. Man, I better get what I can while I can. That ain't God. People who don't consider another person. You know, if there was one glass of milk left in the refrigerator, Jesus would let it go. He wouldn't convince himself, I deserve it. That's pride. That milk better stay in there till it rots. Or until somebody puts a full thing in there, you can all share it. That's pride. Oh, hallelujah. Go to Ezekiel 28. You know why people can't trust people? Because that person is associating with pride, who they can't trust. Does everybody understand that? The person that they can't trust is associating with pride. Because trust, if somebody's trusting, you know that they're dependable. Amen? Because they don't walk in assumption. They're willing to acknowledge, communicate before anything is done. Does everybody understand that? In other words, it's like a husband who's going out and trying to buy stuff without consulting with his wife. Or the other way around. Amen? How many times has somebody come in and said, well, you know, I bought this, but you know, I really figured it was for all of us, but in true reality, you know, it's just for them. That's pride. It's called manipulation, too. It's called justification. Shoot. We go on. Ezekiel 28. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus, we have to gain the trust in our life with the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
We earn His trust, don't we? Remember, freedom is learned and trust is earned. And you have to earn other people. As you begin to find, as you begin to hang with someone, you begin to see the manifestations of certain things in their life. Unfortunately, certain people get married too soon and they find it out later. Amen? And pride does not worship. Oh, forget it. Pride does not. You kidding? That demon will not get up. Doesn't want to open its mouth. And usually when that's involved, there's more than five. You thought I was going to say one. Nah, there's about five of them there. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 28 and verse 12. Son of man, take up a lamentation for the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord God, you were the seal of perfection. Now we know he's talking about Lucifer. Perfection, full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. You were in the garden, in Eden, in the garden with God. Every precious stone was your covering. The sardius, a topaz, diamond, braille, onyx, and jasper. Sapphire, turquoise, emerald with gold. The workmanship of your timbrels and pipes was prepared for you on the day you were created. You were perfect. You are beautiful. You are anointed. You are the anointed cherub who covers the universe with the praises of God. I establish you. You are on the holy mountain of God, which was the earth and the universe at that time. You walked back and forth in the midst of the fiery stones. In other words, he saw creation being done. You were perfect in your ways from the day you were created until iniquity was found in you. Ooh. By the abundance of your trading, you became filled with violence within. And you sinned, therefore I cast you as a profane thing out of the mountain of God, and I destroyed you, O covering cherub. Now we know that this is prophetic. It's going to happen, isn't it? From the midst of the fiery stones. Your heart was lifted up because of your what?
Beauty.
You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I laid you before kings that they may gaze at you. You defiled your sanctuaries by the multitudes of your iniquities. By the iniquity of your trading, therefore, I brought fire from your midst. It devoured you. I turned you to ashes upon the earth in the sight of all men who saw you. All who knew you among the peoples are astonished at you. You became a whore and shall be no more forever. Lucifer. His position, he exalted. This is an origination of pride and dismantling of Lucifer's position. Removed him right out. Changed his countenance. He became a serpent. He lost his beauty. In fact, his own blindness, his own glory, blinded him. You got to remember something. He was in the presence of God. Now, yeah, this is powerful because, you know, demons run from God's presence, don't they?
Amen.
But this originated in the presence of God. It's the only one that can withstand the presence of God. Does everybody understand that? How did God destroy him? He called fire down, didn't he? Amen. See, people can praise God and be in his presence and all kinds of stuff and hold such pride. They're still willing to do their way and not his. They can leave the presence of God. They can leave the presence of God and be such a liar. And still know that they're holding things that defile God. That thing that holds those things is not what's defiling, it's what's holding, called pride. It's the only one that can withstand the presence of God. It's destroyed by fire. People with attitudes and motives. Now look, Lucifer's countenance changed, didn't it? Amen. His beauty changed, his attitude changed, his motive changed, and so did his future. Lucifer was standing in the presence of God the whole time. He chose to exalt himself, didn't he? His own presence of the glory of God blinded him because he took his eyes off of the Lord and put it on his own glory. And he began to exalt himself. Go to Isaiah 14. Oh, hallelujah. Do you remember Ananias and Sapphira? What did they hold? Pride. The Lord killed them. Instantly. Boom. They lied, didn't they? Amen. That's why they died. Because they lied. But pride was behind the lie. But they died because of the lie. Oh, hallelujah. Isaiah 14, verse 12, and it says, "How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weaken the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, and I will be like the Most High God." Do you know that when you agree with pride, you just said all of those? When you outright rebel, you just expressed every one of these. And the Lord said, "You shall be brought down to hell, the lowest depths of the pit." So many eyes, and you're out. It's like three strikes and you're out, three eyes and you're history. You'll be exposed. I. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Oh, hallelujah. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Glory. First Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1, would you read it with me? "Now the Spirit expressly says that in latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to the deceiving spirit of pride." Deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. What are they going to be associating with? Pride. Speaking lies. Here we go. Here's the fruits of the pride. And hypocrisy, right? Hypocrites, having their own conscience seared with the hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe in what? Know the truth. Pride. Oh, hallelujah. Pride hardens the heart. People are deceived. The American dream of pride, a good life. Me. Pride not only hardens the heart, but it deceives the mind. It puts a chain of bondage around the neck and causes false love, only to have an insensitive, become very insensitive, very harsh, abrasive responses to others. Pride. Now, does that happen all the time? No. But when it does, you know that that individual is associating with pride. Let me share this with you. Pharaoh's pride brought plagues, death, and despair. Think about it. Look what Pharaoh's pride brought. Shoo-wee. Well, God is the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Pride. Pride is the number one killer. It isn't sicknesses and diseases. It isn't pornography and drug addictions and whatever. Pride is the number one killer of mankind. Pride. People make commitments to do something and then they skimp out. That's pride. Or they do a job and they're beginning to do a job or something and they skimp on it. Or they wait for the boss to leave so that they can take a break. That's pride. Like, and the reason why it's pride is not because of the boss, it's pride because God is watching. And we insult Him. Pride always insults God. James 4. James chapter 4. Verse 4, would you read it with me? James chapter 4 and verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. You want to become an enemy of God? Just hang out with pride. Or do you think that the Scripture says in vain, the Spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously, but He gives more grace. Therefore, He says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he'll flee from you. Draw near to God, and he'll draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Double-minded is associated with pride. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Pride is always in want. It's never satisfied. The Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The opposite of that is pride. That means the Lord is not an individual shepherd. They are. They're always in want. And never satisfied. 1 Peter chapter 5. Pride can never... Pride is what hinders people from waiting on the Lord. Everybody got it?
Amen.
While you're waiting on God, pride will not allow you to wait on God. It moves you ahead of God. Pride does. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 6. Read it with me. Therefore what? Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time. Not you exalt yourself, and then consider humbling yourself. It doesn't work that way. Casting all your cares upon Him, for He what? For He cares for you. You know, many times we've always tried to fix our stuff, not willing to let go of certain things and issues. Well, this will pass by. Nobody will know. Humble yourselves and resist pride. It says, be sober and vigilant because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he can devour. Resist him steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. Everybody goes through it. Everybody. Go to Psalm 1. Hallelujah. Psalm chapter 1. Psalm 1, verse 1. Read it with me, please. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. What would be the counsel of the ungodly? Pride. Nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. For his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Whatever he, the reason why people don't prosper in the spirit is because of pride. Oh, hallelujah. Let me share this with you. Promotion comes through humility and obedience. Promotion comes through humility and obedience. Amen. People are still trying to self-promote. When you think you deserve something, you're associating with pride. None of us deserves anything. It says every good gift comes from the Father above. Amen. Right? So praise God. Go to Proverbs 22. Proverbs 22. Is everybody all right? Smell a lot of flesh in here tonight. Glory to God. I know a lot of you are going, man, he's talking about me. Good. Believe me, he's talking about me. Proverbs 22 and verse 4. Oh, let's start at verse 3. It says, a prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple pass on and are punished. By humility and fear of the Lord are riches and honor and life. There's your promotion. By what? Humility. The Bible says, dress yourself in humility. Cloak yourself in humility. Be a humble spirit. Amen? Glory to God. Go to Titus 3. Glory to God. Titus chapter 3. You know, pride is a strong man. And we have to take and bind him daily. And any of his seeds that he's imparted in us, we must constantly destroy. That pride, corruptible seed slips in real easy. But you know what? He who is in us is greater than he is in the world. We can overcome. Doesn't mean you won't make a mistake. Just destroy it when you do. Amen. And don't hold on to stuff. Take counsel, not only from the Spirit, but who God gives authority over you. There's a purpose for that, isn't there? Amen? Amen. Pride, let me share with you, pride cannot accept authority. It is a hard time with authority. All of us were there, weren't we?
Yes.
It's a hard time with authority, man. That's pride. 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verses, I mean first Titus. Thank you. Titus chapter 1, or Titus chapter 3 and verses 1 and 2. Titus chapter 3, 1 and 2. Is everybody there? Read it with me. Remind them to be subject to rulers and authority, to obey and to be ready for every good work. to speak evil of no one, to be peaceable, gentle, showing all humility to all men. For we ourselves were also once foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving various lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful and hating one another. So we were all there, weren't we? Amen. And what he's saying is submit to authority. We must become seekers of God, maintainers of His presence, and stay cloaked in humility. I will repeat that. We must be seekers of God, maintainers of His presence, and stay cloaked in humility. And I want to close at Philippians 2. Become seekers of God, maintainers of His presence, and stay cloaked in humility. It means dressed in humility. Become humble. You know, sometimes you got to eat some humble pie. Amen? Even when your flesh wants to shoot back. Right? You got to eat humble pie. Just put a lot of whipped cream on it and give God the glory. Believe me, because if you don't, the results will be a nail pie, you know? Praise God. And verse 1, Philippians chapter 2 and verse 1, read it with me. Therefore, if there is any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being the form of God, did not consider robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in the presence as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even to the death of the cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him, given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, and those in heaven and those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence also, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Hallelujah. Pride. Pride. It's the number one killer. It's important that we're willing to receive counsel, correction, and direction by the Spirit. Amen?
Amen?
It's important. And how we kind of have to keep an eye on ourselves. You know? One eye to walk and one eye on self. To keep us. Not that we are eyes, but that we're constantly watching us to make sure that we don't fall into the snare of pride. And when we do, repent quickly. If you see a brother that's not right, go to him in love. If he rebukes you for trying to correct him, he's got a demon of pride.
Amen.
Then go to two other brothers and pray for him. And then send them to the authority and where they're at. Amen? Pride will kill people. Pride. You know why? Now, if you think about it, look at what's going on right now. There are same-sex marriages. People don't realize that lesbian and homosexual activity, the main root of that is pride. What are they doing? They're rebelling against what God has created. It's pride. Think about what some of the government officials are doing right now. They're marrying these individuals of same-sex marriage, actually disobeying the law out of pride. But the problem is that the pride is all the way at the in the Supreme Courts and in the judges, because they're not enforcing it because of pride. Pride rules the world. Pride is the ruler of this world. And we must be very careful. That's why it says, come out from among them and be separate. And don't touch what's unclean. Pride. Accursed items. People who can't give up accursed items is because it's pride. You know why? They think those things are theirs. When God says, you don't own nothing. Everything has been granted to you by me. He said that when you accepted him as Jesus Christ, as Lord and Savior, it's not your life anymore. Pride fights to have his own life. Does everybody got it? That's why it's called pride of life. We must know these things, because these things are going rapid. Pride is coming to its max. Pride. Don't get snagged into it. And when you do, repent quickly. And if you see your brother in it, share with him in love. Amen? Be humble. Cloak yourself in humility. In humbleness. Don't esteem yourself higher than someone else. And don't get caught up in gossip. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word tonight. We thank you, Lord. And Lord, we repent for associating with pride in every area of its character and in every area of its offspring. We repent for associating with pride. And we curse the corruptible seeds of pride and all of its associates. And its associated spirits, we break their powers off of us. And we command those spirits to loose us and to leave us, and those seeds to wither and die in the name of Jesus. Lord, wash us with the blood. Continue to search us and remove pride. Remove those corruptible seeds from us, Father. And take your rightful place, that we may be sons that are pleasing to you. In Jesus' name. And everybody said amen.